I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
These days, there has been a rise in people's interest in self-care, and skincare has become one of its crucial components. With all the trends and products taking rounds on social media as well as in markets, it is easy to fall into lucrative traps and do more harm than any good. Thank goodness we have dermatologists to our rescue. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us Dr. Rashmi Sharma, who runs a skin, hair and nail clinic. She is a qualified dermatologist and venereologist. Dr. Rashmi helps bolster the confidence of her patients through her effective treatments. She provides quality services at her clinic that have aided people to gain faith in themselves. With her diligent work, she is bringing smiles to countless faces. Let's hear from Dr. Rashmi what led her to this journey and how did her clinic come up.
My father is a doctor. I have basically 5 siblings and 4 out of them are doctors. So yeah, what actually led me towards this profession is that as a part of growing up, I used to love my father's dedication towards his work. And I used to really like the love and the respect he used to get from his patients. And that kind of, you know, motivated me to take this as a profession.
That's quite inspiring to know, Dr. Rashmi. Would you like to share what does a day in life of a dermatologist look like? How do you spend your day?
So, my day kind of begins at 5:30 in the morning. I'm a mother and I have 2 boys. I have a dog as well. So basically, 5:30 starts with taking care of my dog, then with my children. And my OPD begins at 9:30. And I'm working till 8 o'clock. I go to 3 hospitals and I have my own clinic. So basically, I'm super packed for the day. But the good thing about it is that I don't have time to think any nonsense and I'm always constructively occupied.
That sounds tough. I'm sure all this must get very challenging and hectic for you, Dr. Rashmi. Do you manage to get any time to balance your social life at all?
There are a lot of perks and challenges of being a doctor. You spend longest time in educating yourself. And that's the same time which you could spend going out with friends and partying around. So all that a doctor could never experience, you know. And plus, in today's era, when something goes wrong, doctor has to face the wrath of the disturbed family of the patient. That's really very disheartening to see sometimes. On the professional front, you have to keep yourself updated. You have to be ready to be student forever. At personal life, you have to keep balancing between work, life. That's also kind of tricky because you have to... I also study and my child also studies. So that is one challenge which you have to always keep reading and updating yourself.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
That indeed sounds quite rough, Dr. Rashmi. I would like to know from you, how is the general scenario in India when it comes to having a professional approach towards doctors? You all are doing so much, you are going through so many things and you have dedicated yourself completely to your profession. But I would like to know from you as a doctor around the situations that you face when it comes to having a professional approach towards doctors.
One important thing which I feel is, you know, professionalism towards doctors is really lacking in India. You can't really expect people to understand that. So like, you know, anywhere, even in parties, I mean, people would come and as soon as they know that you're a doctor or a dermatologist, the query is never ending. So that's kind of little annoying. And you have to really be very dedicated towards this profession to take this as a profession.
Yeah, I guess I completely agree with the fact that we all need to have a much more serious approach regarding taking such matters ahead. This also reminds me of this general rise in the common consensus wherein a lot of people have, you know, suddenly become quite alert when it comes to skincare. I believe they are experimenting a lot as well, which is quite interesting, but perhaps not so responsible. I'm sure you meet a lot of such patients on a regular basis, do you?
There's something which I'm seeing increase, which is increasingly popular among young generation. They are super, you know, they are really very fascinated and driven by social media. And there's a popular practice to incorporate a skincare routine as it is guided by social media influencers. So many times we have a lot of incidences where they are doing more harm than good. In fact, I have incidents where I've seen patients coming by toothpaste application on their acne. So I would really recommend all my listeners to, you know, for any skin complaints, you must visit a doctor and don't just Google or listen to anybody and follow their, whatever they are recommending on social media.
Dr. Rashmi, being a doctor is seen as a very noble profession in India. And I'm sure there are listeners of this podcast who would be looking ahead to build a career in this field. Do you have any final word of advice for them?
Yeah, of course, there's no other profession in the world that gets as much respect as a doctor. As a doctor, you kind of treat and interact with different people on daily basis. So it provides you opportunity to, you know, cure patients and look into their lives and how are they behaving, what are they doing. So you really get to learn a lot as a doctor and you get to teach a lot also. But important things you must have if you are looking forward to become a doctor is that you should be patient, you should be compassionate, you should have good concentration, you should be constant learner and willing to be a student forever if you're looking to make a career in this profession.
That's very well comprehended, Dr. Rashmi. Thank you so much for joining us today in this episode of Hear Me Out. I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Dr. Rashmi Sharma. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast.